BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, it's Amol Rajan here. You might have seen or heard me on such programmes as... Oh, stop it, Amol. Okay, look, I'm here to introduce you to a new, ludicrously ambitious interview series that I'm doing for the BBC. The idea is that I talk to some of the most interesting people on the planet. Simple, really. Except it's not quite that simple. Let me give you some background. For the past 5 years, I've been reporting on the most powerful companies in human history, those tech giants of America's West Coast, in my capacity as the BBC's media editor. I've also been paying attention to the news and trying to do something that I first had a bash at when I worked in newspapers. That is, shift the focus of my reporting from events, which are incessant and perishable, to deep global trends, which are not. And then a pandemic happened. I mean, that's a big event, right? Right. But it's also hugely accelerated several of those deep global trends, of which more in a moment, and created some new ones. I'd say there are currently three giant forces rewriting the grand Darwinian plot we call humanity. Easternization is shifting the locus of global history toward Asia after half a millennium of Western dominance. Ecological devastation, from global heating to the catastrophic loss of biodiversity, is ruining the precious marble that is both our inheritance and our gift to future generations. And a series of technological revolutions is speeding up history itself. The internet is one. Artificial intelligence and quantum computing could be even more profound. All of this amounts to a kind of epoch shift, not just a new era in history, but the beginning of some longer chapter in human affairs. An old world is dying, and a new one is struggling to be born. Am I right? Right. Well, a few of us got together and thought, seeing as lots of people feel a sense of bewilderment at all this dizzying change, it might be a neat idea to chat to some of the people who are leading us into this mildly terrifying tomorrow. Global figures from technology, culture, business, and politics. So that's the scope of our editorial ambition, and I hope you enjoy the ride. Before we get going with the first episode, a quick word about interview technique. I'll say more over the course of the series rather than now, because frankly, I'm still learning myself. But suffice to say for now, I've studied other interviewers' techniques very closely, from my esteemed colleagues on the Today programme to legends like David Frost, Barbara Walters, and Andrew Neil. I'm none of those people. I'm me, and I intend to be me. But I will try, shamelessly, to emulate their best methods. From the brutal interrogations of Neil with his short monosyllabic questions, to the forensic rigour and emotional agility of Frost, to Walters' willingness to go where others don't dare, to all of these guys' ability to adjust their approach according to the situation. Lessons aplenty, which I am studying. Of course I'm not in their league, nor will I ever be, but I am in a league of my own, and you're invited. Please subscribe on BBC Sounds to Amol Rajan Interviews. Thank you so much for your company and time. How's that? Sound good? By the way, if you want to carry on exploring some of the themes that I've been talking about, then please do have a listen to Rethink, a series of essays and debates about how the world should change after COVID-19. You can find all those elsewhere on BBC Sounds if you just search for Rethink.